Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Former President Donald Trump took to his social media to attack the judge and district attorney involved in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. The GOP hopeful accused them of withholding documents from his legal team and not giving them enough time before he becomes the first former president in American history to stand trial on criminal charges, RadarOnline.com has learned. Trump took to his social media platform, Truth Social, on Sunday, April 14, to claim that his lawyers were not given enough time to review evidence before the trial. Judge Juan Merchan, perhaps the most highly conflicted judge in New York state history, only gave us a short period of time to read and study hundreds of thousands of pages of documents that DA Alvin Bragg illegally hid, disguised, and held back from us, Trump wrote to his 6.9 million followers. Of course, and as the judge knows, we need far more time than that. Trump also claimed Bragg was working in close coordination with President Joe Biden and the White House on the timing of the trial in an effort to hinder his presidential campaign. They could have started this fake Biden trial many years ago, not right in the middle of my campaign for president, and time would not be a problem, he wrote. This is a blatant and unprecedented attack on crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, who is leading in every poll. Done in close coordination with the White House, that cannot be allowed to go forward. The former president also vented about the Daniels hush money case against him at a rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday. He told his supporters at the rally, 2 days from now, the entire world will witness the commencement of the very first Biden trial. I'm proud to do it for you, he told the crowd. Have a good time watching, have a good time watching. Trump is facing 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Each count has a maximum penalty of 4 years in prison. He also faces 57 other criminal charges across three other indictments in D.C., Georgia, and Florida. The ex-president could face up to 300 years behind bars if he is found guilty of every charge.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.